మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం శ్రుతిస్మృతిపురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదం శంకరం లోకశంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష్యకృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పునః పునః ఈశ్వరో గురురాత్మేతి మూర్తిభేదవిభాగినే లోకమద్వ్యాప్తదేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః.
వేదో నిత్యమదీయతాం
విధీయతామపచితి కామ్యే మతిస్త్యజ్యతాం పాపౌగః పరిధూయతాం భవసుఖే దోషోనుసంధీయతాం ఆత్మేచ్ఛా వ్యవసీయతాం నిజగృహాత్
If you remember, in the introduction to this text, we had seen that there are five sadhanas for moksha. The first one is karma yoga, the second is ఉపాసన యోగ, ది థర్డ్ వన్ ఇస్ శ్రవణం, ది ఫోర్త్ వన్ ఇస్ మననం, ది ఫిఫ్త్ వన్ ఇస్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. అండ్ దిస్ ఫైవ్ సాధనాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ మెంట్ ఫార్ డిఫరెంట్ పర్పస్, సెకండరీ డిఫరెంట్ పర్పస్ ఆర్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ దిస్ సాధన పరిచయం. అండ్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ శ్లోక mainly karma yoga is talked about. Taduditam karma svanukhiyatam, karma part was talked. Tena ishasya apachitihi vidiyatam, ishwararpana buddhi is talked about. Kamye matisthyajyatam, karma yoga is primarily emphasizing on nishkama karma, that aspect was talked about. Papo gap paridhuyatam, prasad buddhi, the attitude of prasada was talked about. And as a result, one will have clarity of the mind, because of which one will be able to see the limitations of all types of worldly pursuits. Thus, karma yoga is talked about in these lines, in this suggestion, in these instructions. In Bhagavad Gita, karma yoga has been elaborated. Let us have a recap of what karma yoga is. The word karma yoga can be explained in two ways. The first one, which Shankaracharya ji explains in his commentary on a particular shloka of the third chapter, karma yogena yogina. There is a karma eva yoga karma yoga. Karma alone is yoga, and that is why this sadhana is called karma yoga. What is the meaning of yoga here? Yujyate anena iti yoga. Don't bother about Sanskrit part. I'm telling it in English also. That by which one is connected to something is called yoga. The means by which a person is connected to something, getting associated with something, is called yoga. In simple words, yoga can be translated as the means. Because with the help of the means alone, we are getting connected to something. Therefore, yoga means that which connects the person to something, means the means. Yoga can be translated as the means. So karma is in the form of a particular means. Karma alone is the means. And therefore this sadhana of performing karma with a proper attitude is called karma yoga. So karma yoga word means a sadhana which is in the form of performing karma with proper attitude. With proper attitude we are supplying. So karma yoga means a means which is in the form of performing proper karma with proper attitude. So karma yoga means the means in the form of karma is called karma yoga. So we have been hearing this word karma yoga, karma yoga. How karma yoga word is to be understood? So a discipline or a sadhanam, a means in the form of performing proper karma with proper attitude. This is one way of understanding the word karma yoga, the means in the form of karma, proper karma, of course proper way of supply and proper attitude. Another way of understanding this word karma yoga is karma sahita yoga karma yoga. Karma sahita yoga karma yoga. When you study this compound, you will see there is something called madhyama pada lopi karma dhare. It will come. Have you been taught this samasa? So yoga along with karma is called karma yoga. Sahita means along with. Karma sahita yoga karma yoga. Huge dhatu. In this the first meaning when I give, first interpretation I give, yoga means the means. I'm telling you. First interpretation is clear?
Yes.
Any doubt?
No doubt.
Now, I'm giving the second interpretation. Okay? Karma yoga. Because this is an important topic. Karma sahita yoga karma yoga. Here, in this interpretation, yoga itself means attitude. Proper attitude means yoga. Yoga means proper attitude. So karma sahita yoga means proper attitude with proper karma, or better to say proper karma with proper attitude. So karma yoga means proper action with proper attitude is coming. So where karma means action and yoga means attitude, proper attitude. So karma yoga in the second interpretation will mean proper action with proper attitude is karma yoga. Proper action with proper attitude is karma yoga. How did we get this meaning? Karma means proper action. Here karma, proper we are supplying. Karma means proper action and yoga itself means attitude. So yoga has got another meaning, attitude. So the word yoga has got meaning, the means which we saw in the first interpretation. Now yoga has got another meaning, attitude. Based on the second meaning of the word yoga, we are interpreting the word karma yoga in the second manner, and that is proper action with proper attitude is karma yoga. Karma is equal to proper action, yoga is equal to proper attitude. So karma yoga means proper action with proper attitude. Samji, how do you say yoga means proper attitude? I will tell you the basis for that. In Bhagavad Gita itself, Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Samatvam yoga uchyate. Samatvam means what? The sameness. The sameness of the mind, equanimity of the mind, which is the attitude, and that attitude itself is called yogaha by Lord Krishna. If you have any problem, objection, you go to Lord Krishna. But I am telling based on Krishna. If you are not happy with that, I will send you to Lord Krishna. All right. So karma yoga means proper action with proper attitude. Alright? So karma yoga first interpretation is the means in the form of performance of proper action with proper attitude is karma yoga. Here also same thing. Only thing we are using different meanings of the word yoga. The second interpretation is also what? Proper action with proper attitude is karma yoga. And we will retain the second meaning for our discussion. I want to sum up the discussion on karma yoga. In Tattva Bodha, I did not have the scope for talking on karma yoga. I had reserved it for this. Some bonus we reserve, you know, for slog hours. So I have reserved it for this. Karma yoga means proper action with proper attitude. What do we mean by the word proper action? First thing is, proper action is the action which is prescribed by Shastra. Tadudhitam. It should not be against the prescription of Shastra. It should not be prohibited action by Shastra. If you remember, Pujya Swamiji gives the example of a Bombay person who says that I have already dug the tunnel and I want to rob my neighbor, take away his money, and whatever result comes, More than expectation, less than expectation, I will accept it as a prasada. Am I a karma yogi? No. Why? Because in karma yoga, two parts are there. One is karma, and that karma refers to proper action. And therefore, this proper action means it should be prescribed by Shastra in conformity with the prescription of Shastra. And further, if we see this karma aspect, Shastra, as we have seen earlier in this text itself, Shastra talks about totally five types of karma. Talks about, describes five types of karma. Nitya karma, daily duty, Naimittika karma, occasional duty, Kamya karma, desired based action, Pratishiddha karma, prohibited action, and Prayashchitta karma, expiatory duties, expiatory action. It's not a duty. If you want Prayashchitta, you do it. So these are the five types of karmas. Out of these five, when we say proper action, Pratishiddha karma is to be completely avoided. From your side, you should try your best to avoid Pratishiddha karma. Pratishiddha karma means prohibited action. Suram na pibet na pibet. If Shastra says don't drink alcohol, don't drink. Shastra says you don't hurt anybody unnecessarily, don't hurt. So follow the regulation given by the Shastra, that don't do this, that we follow. Means, in Karma Yoga, I make sure that I don't do the activity which is prohibited by Shastra. This is one aspect. Second thing is, Kamya Karma, I minimize. In Karma Yoga, Kamya Karma, desire-based, materialistic desire-based activity, I minimize. I don't say I totally avoid. I minimize. As I grow in my pursuit, I minimize. Initially, it is okay. When I have started following Shastra, even Kamya Karma is okay. At least my Shraddha is there in Shastra. It's a good beginning. But as I grow in my pursuit, I reduce Kamya Karma. And since I am not doing Nishiddha Karma, I will not have the necessity for doing Prayashchitta. Specific Prayashchitta Karma, I will not require. Then, what are the karmas to be done? Nitya Karma and Naimittika Karma. Nitya Karma means daily duties. Mainly we are seen in the form of five Mahayajnas. I hope all of you remember. I think it is written also. Deva Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Brahma Yajna, Manushya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna. These five Yajnas I do every day. In some form or the other. If not physically, at least in spirit. I do. So, Pancha Mahayagnas and all other duties as per my ashram, as per my stage of life, I do Nitya Karma. And Naimittika Karma, as occasion arises, Shastra says on this particular day, Grahana day, you have to do, Grahana means eclipse day, you have to do some more japas. Don't go out and strive for seeing this Grahana on the mountain top. Remain inside and do japa. And that day we are not supposed to eat few hours before. Suppose Grahana is at night, 9 o'clock, around 12 o'clock itself, 11, 12 itself, we have finished our meal. Traditionally, they don't eat on the Grahana day. Even before Grahana, few hours before, they stop eating. That food should not be in the stomach at that time. Shastra says before. This is called Naimittika Karma. Scientists will laugh at it. Say, what is this? But we go by Shastra and follow. That is called Naimittika Karma. Occasion-based duty. And Nitya Karma and Naimittika Karma, together they are called Vihita Karma. Vihita Karma means mandatory duties or duty-based action. they are in the form of duties. Your will or your, what is called, your likes and dislikes do not play any role. If you are believing in Shastra, in the authenticity of Shastra, then you are supposed to do it. You cannot say, I don't like it. I don't like Sandhya Vandana. Whether you like it or not, you are supposed to do it. Huh? Yajna means dedicated action. Or one more definition is there, expression of gratitude through action is yajna. One more way of saying yajna, the word yajna. So these five yajnas, deva yajna, pitru yajna, etc., where my likes and dislikes do not play any role, I do them because I am supposed to. These are called vihita karma, enjoined duties. And when we say proper action in the definition of karma yoga, primarily we emphasize on vihita karma. So Shastra says, when you are following the sadhana of karma yoga, you avoid pratishiddha karma, minimize kamya karma, and increase your vihita. Means increase your time, energy on vihita karma, nitya karma and nainitya karma. Spend more and more time on this five yajnas or whatever occasional duties. Do more and more this vihita karma, enjoined duties, where material result is not promised. Primarily they are not meant for material result, they are meant for inner growth. And thus proper karma indicates a particular type of composition or configuration of karmas, where nishiddha karma is almost zero, kamya karma is minimum, and vihita karma in the form of nitya naimittika karma are maximum. This type of composition of karmas is referred to by the word proper karma. That is referred to by the word karma in Kama Yoga. So when person is following the sadhana of Karma Yoga, she has to try to maintain this type of composition of karma. Avoidance of nishiddha, minimization of kamya, and increase in this vihita karma, means nitya naimittika karma. This is the karma aspect of Karma Yoga. What is the yoga aspect? Yoga means attitude, proper attitude. And any attitude has to be based on some understanding. If attitude is not based on understanding, simply it is given by this upbringing, then it doesn't last very long. It is shaken very easily. Why? Because it is not based on understanding. Somebody will say, what are you doing? So funny, so weird. So silly it is. Why? It is not based on understanding. So that is why modern days children do not like to wear yajnopavitam, to have shikha. They feel shy. They don't like to put this chandanam, basma, etc. No. Why children? Even adults do not like. They when go to the office, they don't like. Women do not like to put this. It looks old fashioned. Hey, here what? Here mommy or what? Really, they're putting this. In South India, it is really good. Most of the women they put. not most of many, I should say. Whereas in the north, most of them they have dropped. They say it is very old fashioned. Why? They have not understood why we are putting. They thought it was old, that was a fashion. Now that fashion is gone, and therefore we should not wear it. It is not so. In fact, this putting this is appreciating the presence of the Lord in the body. We are appreciating this. I am putting this chandanam on my forehead itself, acknowledging the presence of Ishvara and seeing the sanctity of the body. The body itself is the temple of God. I couldn't put it. But since it was not based on this understanding, therefore, God. Even if understanding is there, one is not convinced of this understanding, in this understanding. Therefore, any attitude has to be backed by understanding. And here, samatvam is only in the attitude. And this attitude regarding this karma can be cultivated only if somebody has proper understanding of karma and karma phala. And in our shastra it is said that when you do a karma, that karma done by you becomes the part of the universe. Once you finish your karma, it has become the part of the totality. And all the laws of karma will act upon your action. And that action which has been acted upon by the laws of karma will come back to me in the form of karma phalam, the result of karma. Like you, this bakery person, you give some atta, you know, the flour, and some other sugar, etc., and he gives you bread. He gives you bread. Our nearest, if he gives, perhaps he will do that. Oven is ready, perhaps. So, idea is that we offer the action to the totality and we receive it back in the form of karma phala. And what converts the karma into karma phala? I had done a particular type of action, and when it comes in the form of result, form is different. Who converts karma into karma phala? The laws of karma. The laws of karma are working on my karma and convert it into karma phala. And these laws of karma are looked upon as the hands of Ishvara. Or Ishvara himself. The laws are nothing but the order, and the order is Ishvara, and therefore my karma is converted into karma phala by the order which is non-separate from Ishvara. Therefore, who converts my karma into karma phala? Ishvara. So Ishvara is the bakery person, bake man, they call it. He bakes. And thus, we give karma to the Lord, and the Lord gives me karma phalam. So the result of my karma, called karma phalam, is coming from the Lord. I offer karma to Bhagwan, and Bhagwan gives me back in the form of karma phala. This being the case, I can look upon every karma I do as naivedyam, offering to the Lord. If you know that in the temple they will be offering some material eatable to the Lord, what we are offering to the Lord is called naivedyam. Naivedya is offering. that which is being offered is called Naivedya. And after it is offered to the Lord, then it is no more called Naivedya. It is called Prasada. Once it is offered, curtain is drawn, Naivedyam is offered. When it comes out, we don't say that bring back Naivedyam. We say bring Prasada. We offer Bhagavan Naivedyam. We offer Naivedyam to Bhagavan, and what we receive is Prasada. So every action I do can be looked upon as Naivedyam, my offering to the Lord. This is called Ishwararpana Buddhi. This is one aspect of Karma Yoga. That I offer my action to Bhagavan as Naivedyam and I receive the result of karma as Prasadam because it is coming from the Lord. In fact, this is what we do in Puja Swami. He will give fruits and then he gives us back. When he gives us back, it is prasada. We give him, he puts his hand, prasada. This is why it is important to be familiar with the temple related activities. If temple related activities you are not familiar with, this Karma Yoga spirit will not come so strongly. It is like a movie which has got many sensor cuts. No, sensor board cuts. So many songs are gone, fight is gone, this is gone, this is gone. So that type of movie. Similarly, people, those who are trying to bypass this temple and try to have the Karma Yoga, they will have that type of movie with so many cuts. Very important. Temple related activities alone are to be extended in Karma Yoga. See, you can extend only when you had already started. See, some of you applied for extension. Why? Because you have joined. Somebody is newly joining, he cannot say, I am applying for extension. Because you are not joining. Those who have joined can apply for extension. Similarly, if you are doing this temple related activities, puja related activities, then you can be suggested that you extend this to other activities. If you don't have anything to extend, what will we say? It is something like if I say, you treat neighbor's son as your son. I am already torturing my son. And if I tell him that you treat your neighbor son as your son, it's not a good advice. Or you don't have any son, and if I tell you treat your neighbor son as your son, it will not make sense because you don't have a son. Similarly, if puja related activities are not done, how are we going to say that accept the result as prasada? This prasada itself has not been conveyed. Prasada itself is not ingrained in the system. First, I should look upon prasada as something to be received with so much grace, this what is called gratitude. No, no, this banana I don't like. With chana, I don't like. With reference to prasada itself, you don't have prasada buddhi. Then also you are very selective. Then there is no question of asking you have prasada. So first, cultivate prasada buddhi in prasada itself. That itself is a problem. Develop that. Reverentially you accept prasada. Over today it was very spicy, so I throw away. So generally we don't throw away prasada. We don't do that. I do speeches. So we learn to see prasada as prasada, and then we extend this. Whatever I offer is naivedyam. First I have to learn to offer naivedyam, some eatables to Bhagavan as naivedyam. I have to have the concept of naivedyam. I have to have the reverential feelings towards naivedyam. That is why doing puja etc. is emphasized. If that is not come, then Ishwararpana Buddhi will remain only a theory. Just a theory, yes, that is Ishwararpana Buddhi, Prasada Buddhi, Karma Buddhi, Pratyeka Buddhi. That's all, the equation will put. It will not touch your heart. Therefore, for some length of time, have that bhavana that I am offering this to Bhagavan as David. And then you can extend it to all activities. So my action is my naivedyam to Ishvara, and whatever be the result of karma, I receive as prasada. Thus, with reference to all the activities, my attitude is the same. Whether the activity I like it or I don't like it. The activity I like it, I do it as Ishvara, as a naivedyam, as Ishvara puja. Activity I don't like also, I do it as Ishvara puja. And thus, samatvam, which is said in Bhagavad Gita, the sameness of the mind can be maintained with reference to the activities I do if I have this attitude of Ishvararpana Buddhi. Means, I am offering every action to the Lord, whether I like it or I don't like it. Thus, I can bring samatvam, the sameness of the mind, with reference to all the activities I do. I like it, I don't like it, whether it is considered to be superior or inferior. Whether I am asked to offer the garland to Pujya Swamiji or I am asked to sweep the room, sweep the hall. For me, both of them are naivedya. Not that when I am sweeping the room, nobody is going to take the picture. When I am going to offer the garland, there will be so many cameras, so flashing. I like to do that. In fact, in that also people are very selective. When we had some function in Bangalore, then some minister was to come, and Pujya Swamiji was to come. So we were deciding in the committee that who will offer the garland to whom. Then somebody said, I would like to offer to Pujya Swamiji. Then one fellow said, I would like to offer to the minister. Not Pujya Swamiji, the minister. Because minister here can get some work done. So we have some liking for certain activities, certain dislikes. That is okay. But I don't know my likes and dislikes. I do it with the spirit of Ishwararpana. Whatever small work I am given, small or big, doesn't matter. I am given this work by the Lord, by the system which is the expression of the Lord, I do it. Whether somebody notices it or not, doesn't matter. I am doing it as an offering to the Lord, and the Lord is always seeing. There is no place where Lord is not there. And therefore, I do it with this Ishwararpana Buddhi. Therefore, there is a samatvam in my mind while doing that. Because all the actions are same for me. So samatvam, the sameness of the mind, can be retained with reference to activities. And samatvam can be retained while receiving the result also. As we have seen earlier, less than expectation, prasada, more than expectation, prasada, equal is prasada, opposite prasada. So my sameness of the mind can be retained with reference to receiving the result as well. So while doing the karma, there is sameness of the mind, because for all the activities, same attitude, puja. And while receiving the result also, same attitude, prasada. And thus, samatvam, the sameness of the mind in terms of attitude, can be maintained if I have got Ishvararpana buddhi while doing the karma and prasada buddhi while receiving the result. This is called karma yoga. Doing the karma with Ishvararpana buddhi and receiving the result with prasada buddhi is karma yoga. Because you are doing the karma with proper attitude. This is the definition. Proper karma with proper attitude is karma yoga. Proper karma we have already seen. Mainly vihita karma, enjoined duties, I do with the attitude of Ishvararpana buddhi and receive the result with prasad. This is karma yoga. For this karma yoga sadhana, what are the requirements? For every sadhana, some requirements are there. The first requirement is, I have to accept Ishvara. Nobody can say, I would like to have a secular karma yoga. I would like to bypass Ishvara. Because in my life, everything is I am bypassing. My heart also I could bypass. So, here I want to bypass. Bypass Ishvara. Which is Swamiji says very nicely. When you have got this, this is a father problem, father figure problem, childhood problem, then you will have difficulty in accepting Ishvara. Because Ishvara is authority. Father was authority, Ishvara is authority, therefore I don't like Ishvara. Any authority, but Guru also will be a problem. Why? Especially this type of Gurukula, lot of resistance will be there. This type of acharyas, lot of resistance will be there. Discipline, discipline. Swami, you are reminding me of my father. Totally you are reminding your father. My father also used to talk like this. And therefore, if you want to bypass Ishvara, karma yoga is not possible. So the first requirement, I am talking about the requirements of karma yoga. First requirement is acceptance of Ishvara, acceptance of the existence of Ishvara. Second requirement is acceptance of Ishvara as karma phala data, the giver of the result of karma. That also I have to accept. If that is not accepted, there is no question of Ishvararpana buddhi, prasad buddhi. Connected. So the second requirement for karma yoga to be successful is accepting Ishvara as karma phala data, the giver of the result of karma. That acceptance has to be there, otherwise karma yoga is not possible. Third requirement for karma yoga to be successful is the value for inner growth, the value for inner growth leading to moksha. If person is committed to material growth, karma yoga may not be highly inspiring. Even though nowadays people are trying to include this karma yoga in management practice, but karma yoga is not designed for that. Karma yoga is primarily meant for making the person fit for moksha, fit for jnanam, which is the means for moksha. So your commitment to the sadhana of karma yoga will be possible only when your value for inner growth leading to moksha. Otherwise karma yoga, you will not be able to pursue for long time. Thus, these three requirements, acceptance of Ishvara as karma phala data, and the value for inner growth, the value for moksha, may not be very intense desire, But somewhat, I would like to have something called freedom, some moksha, something more than this materialistic achievement. That type of value for inner growth has to be there for Karma Yoga and Mysticism. Now, what is the result of Karma Yoga? So far we have seen the nature of Karma Yoga, the requirements of for Karma Yoga, and now third is the what is the result? What do we get out of it? You have already seen the first result is Chitta Shuddhihi or Antahkarana Shuddhihi, the purity or purification of the mind. This purification is of two types. Purification of the mind is the result of Karma Yoga, and it is of two types. One is removal of impurity which is in the form of durita, papam. Papa nivruttihi, removal or reduction of papam, which is an impurity. So this is one type of purification. Removal or reduction of the impurity in the form of papa. How papa is removed? We have seen. When I do more and more karma which are duty based, enjoined karma without expecting material result, then those karmas will produce invisible result which will accrue in my account and will fructify in the form of removal of papa. So there papa entry will take place, papa punya entry, punya will remove this papa. Thus one type of purification is the reduction in my papa account. And second type of purification is reduction in my ragadveshas, likes and dislikes. And how it works we had seen yesterday. With reference to prasad buddhi we had seen, but here we can extend it to with reference to karmas. Generally my ragadveshas decide what type of karma I will do, what type of karma I will avoid. But now, in Karma Yoga, I don't go by my likes and dislikes, I go by Dharma Adhara. What is to be done, what Shastra prescribed, that matters. Thus, my likes and dislikes, they become weaker and weaker in deciding the karma. Earlier, my karmas were decided by my likes and dislikes. Hum jo kahe, karenge, dil jo kahe. In Hindi they say, I will do, we will do what my heart says. In Hindi it is saying like this. Hum jo karenge, dil jo kahe. We will do that what our heart says. No. Now, hum wahi karenge jo Shastra kahenge. We will do what Shastra says. Thus, my likes and dislikes are not playing the role in deciding what type of activities I am supposed to do. So my likes and dislikes are ignored. As I told you, unwanted guests have ignored. And with reference to receiving the result, with reference to my response to the result also, ragadveshas are not given a place to decide my response. They don't govern my response. Prasad buddhi governs my response. It is prasadaha. It is prasadaha. Prasadaha. So ragadveshas are not influencing my decision of karma, my decision about karma, and they don't influence my response to the karma phala. Thus, Ragadveshas are ignored, they are starved, and therefore, slowly they become very weak, and they are dropped. Thus, second type of purification in the form of reduction of Ragadvesha also takes place. So, twofold purification of the mind is the result of Karma Yoga. Twofold means, one is reduction in papam, second is reduction in license. The second result of Karma Yoga, I hope you are not confused, second. First is Antakarana Shuddhi. Second result is, my mind becomes relatively free from reactions and disturbance. Therefore, it enjoys relative peace, shanti, quietude. The second benefit of Karma Yoga is the mind attains shanti, relative shanti. Prasada. Prasada means shanti. Prasannata, shanti. And third benefit of Karma Yoga is it leads me to clarity in thinking. As my ragadveshas are reduced, my papas are reduced, the clarity in thinking will increase. In other words, Karma Yoga will lead me to Nitya Nitya Vastu Viveka. Viveka. So Karma Yoga leads to Viveka. Karma Yoga leads to Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, not other way around. So Karma Yoga leads me to clarity of thinking, Viveka. I think clearly. Because my mind is not polluted by ragadveshas, not under the spell of ragadveshas, not under the grip of ragadveshas. And one more benefit is Karma Yoga brings lot of humility in our mind. Because always there is attitude of prasadaha, nothing belongs to me. Every time I am receiving prasad, prasad, prasad. That prasad buddhi makes me humble. And also in our tradition, one more benefit will be, in our tradition there is a value that prasada should be shared. You must have heard. Suppose you see that you got prasada, other person did not get prasada, it becomes your religious duty to share to maximum people. People come from Tirthasthanam, pilgrimage center, they bring prasada and distribute to many people. In the whole village they will distribute. So there is a value that prasada should be distributed. I should not eat the whole thing. Should be distributed. So I will not be possessive of whatever I have gained as a prasada. There is attitude of sharing. Thus, Karma Yoga will help me to develop this sharing attitude as well. And one more point which I forgot in the previous topic, and that is, in the requirements of Karma Yoga, I said, acceptance of Ishvara as a Karma Paradata, and one more condition is, devotion for the Lord. It is not, oh, I accept Ishvara as Karma Paradata. Cognitively accept, fine. Not enough. I have to have devotion and devotional activity background. I should have devotion also, and I should have some background consisting of some devotional activities like puja, going to the temple. If these things are not there, Karma Yoga will not be so effective. As I told you, how will you say, take it as a prasada? This person doesn't even know what is prasada. And even if you explain, that feeling doesn't come. Unless you undergone that particular procedure so many times, this very other cup. People are selecting, oh, this Tirupati laddu, high calorie. No, I don't want. This will have so many bugs. I don't want. So, devotion for the Lord and also some background of devotional activities is also a requirement. So, four requirements. Acceptance of Ishvara as Karma Paradata, and third requirement is devotion for the Lord. And also the background consisting of devotional activities. And it is not that it should be since childhood. Some people may think, Swamiji, now we are coming from other countries, we did not have, does it mean we can't have come? No, no. You can start now. Whenever you came to know and you are convinced of this particular attitude, you can start. And you can feel, since you have a lot of understanding and conviction, you will be able to develop within no time. Some people develop within a week, 5 days, 3 days. Possible. If intensity is there in conviction, then one can develop very fast. But it has to be developed. The reverence for prasadam, value for offering naivedyam has to be there. Then only this karma yoga will work. Otherwise karma yoga doesn't work. Because it is a model based on particular activities. It is an extension of certain things. So devotion and the background of devotional activities, and the fourth one is the value for inner motives. Thus, karma yoga is proper action, is proper attitude. Proper attitude is Ishwararpana buddhi while doing the karma, prasada buddhi while receiving the result, and it has got certain requirements and it has got certain effect. This is what karma yoga is, which gives us viveka, because of which bhava sukhe doshonu sandhiyata. You are able to see the limitations of all kinds of worldly achievements, worldly pleasure, whether it is here or hereafter. Heaven also will not be able to tempt you, because you are able to see through the limitations of all worldly pursuits.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः.